This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom, we're both, I don't want to say unemployed, we want more work. We want more than we don't get paid for this.
Well, that's true. Well, I mean, we get paid in trade. Yeah.
We get paid in exposure. Yeah. Look, I was reading about how we can improve our interview skills and...
Oh, I hate interviews. I fail. I always feel stressed and I talk too quick and I get all nervous. Yeah.
Okay, well, I might be able to help you here.
Okay, thank
you. Because a managing editor of a company who hires people states that she won't hire someone unless they send a thank you email after the interview.
Hey, they should be thanking for me, getting dressed, brushing my hair, coming all the way in there, sitting there with stress, telling me a load of bullshit that even I don't believe that you say anything just to get a job. Yeah.
How did I know that you wouldn't agree with that one? How did I know, Tom?
I mean, that's really rude. I mean, that goes against lazy people like me. There's no way in hell.
Okay, well, I've got some tips of my own if you don't like
that. Okay, I don't like it.
I've prepped some. So, my one, I've got a really nice resume. I've even got my face on the resume. It's a disarming little smile I've got there. It's a cheeky little
hey. Yeah, but I'm telling you what, I hope it's not your, I was going to say Grindr, but no, what do the straight people use?
Tinder.
Yeah, I hope it's not your Tinder profile.
You see my Tinder, I'm a hottie, come on.
I mean, it's a hottie, but you look like some Greek prostitute.
I'm Italian. Look, okay, here's another one for you. Go into the interview ready with specific questions for the company, because the company will be very impressed that you've done your research.
Okay, so I can go in there. Say I'm going for a job at a bank. I say, so do we come in here to rip old people off and we make sure we steal their money and we'll charge you for multiple, right? So, I mean, have my homework, yeah.
And then I'd say if I was a bank person, yes, that's correct. Yeah. You've done very well in your research there.
Yeah. We're here to steal, rob and make sure we make millions while you get nothing. Yeah.
Look, I always leave him on a power play at the end of my interview. I hit him with this one.
A power play?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean you're going to pull out your guitar and do a little ukulele and give him a little power
E major?
Yeah.
No, I... So what I do is I look him in the eye, I give him a handshake, and then I say, is there anything stopping me from getting the job?
That sounds a bit sexual.
No.
I tell you what, if you were sitting opposite me, look me in the eye, grab me by the hand and said, is there anything else I need to do for this job?
No, okay, I'll play.
Find yourself in a bit of trouble,
Let's
young man.
Let's play it through. Okay, look, I'm going for the handshake and I say, thank you so much for having me. Is there anything stopping me from getting the job? To which they respond,
Can you hear this sound? That's my flyer.
Okay. Let's go to the news in a second.
There's nothing wrong with the casting couch. I mean, it's been happening for years and it still should be happening.
Yeah. Oh, Tom, how do you always manage to make this show so sexual?
Well, that's what happens when I sit there and look at your beautiful eyes. Yeah.
My family ritual is, and you're going to hate this, me and Mum always sit together on the couch and we watch Maths every single season.
Oh, no.
I talk about it every week and I know you don't like it, but we're just so invested in the show. We get absurdly angry over fake people, really.
See, I think a good family ritual is to sit around at a dinner table, turn the TV off and discuss your day. Now, that is a fantastic family ritual, which was something that I was anal about growing up. I wouldn't let the children... I wouldn't just say, get the tomato sauce out and put it in a bottle on the table. When we had dinner, I used to set the table and the butter would go in special containers, the sauce would go into...
Oh, whoa.
So I think if you made it an experience, they were more happier to come to the table and talk.
Okay. Wow.
So that would be my family ritual.
I thought you were an eating on the couch kind of guy.
Now without children, me and Wayne do a lot.
Okay.
I'm saying, but that's just me and Wayne. Half the time we just... Because by the time you get home from work, it's so late. But this is more with the kids growing up.
Yeah.
Remember, I've only got one at home now and he's 27. And,
yeah.
Yeah. But no, that would be my family ritual.
When do I get invited around to family dinner with the butter on the plate and the sauces all nice and tidy?
Well, when you grow up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Once that bum fluff on your face there turns into a real beard. But I just found that with the children, having three, it was the only... Because, you know, your kids get home from school. How was your day? Good. What happened? Nothing. You know, like, boom. Sit them down having dinner. There's no distractions. And it's amazing what comes out. And you do hear and you find out more about their life. And it always used to remind me of that. Remember that Cat Stevens song, Cats in the Cradle?
Yeah, and the Silver Spoon. Yeah, I know that one.
Because I do think that's a very big one. Never tell your children to shut up.
Oh, that's a great lesson, Tom.
Because I tell you what, you want to tell a six-year-old to shut up every 3 minutes. Could you just shut up?
Yeah.
But I used to have a trick when we'd drive to, say, long country drives.
Yeah.
Kids in the back talk too much. So what I used to do is keep giving them a piece of Hubba Bubba bubble gum until eventually they had that much in their mouth that no one could talk.
That's genius.
Because they weren't allowed
like
to have
that.
Lollies. So it was like, you've been so good on this trip. Let me give you a prize.
And yeah.
Just keep giving them chewing gum until eventually no one can talk.
Oh, you're a smart man. You are, Tom.
Look, here we got one here. Family ritual. I don't have a family around, so my family ritual is no ritual. That's little Jason from Ivanhoe. Well, little Jason, you do have a family, and it's called Joy, and we are your family here.
We
love
you.
Never without love.
We do. We always love your texting, Jason, so don't stop them coming.
There's lots more here. Guys, I only see my family every 2 years as they're in the UK, so these days our family ritual is just to be nice to each other and create nice memories. That's lovely. I like this one. Good morning, Tom and Mikey. My family ritual is my brother and I now meow at each other when we answer the phone. It's weird. We love it. I like that. Good on you, Doc. What a great one.
It's a really cute one.
Yeah.
I like that.
This is my favourite time when Mikey comes along and he gives me all the gossip of the week, all the stuff we need to know.
And we have a special friend to do it with us. Jess, welcome.
Welcome,
thanks,
Jess.
Here we go. Let's get into water cooler chats. Tom, come to the water cooler. It's time for the water cooler chats. Tom. Hey, Tom, did you hear that PTV are giving refunds when the trains run late?
Well, that means they'll be broke within a bloody week, won't they?
Chris Hemsworth put Snickers bars in his daughter's shoes just to get her on a ride at an amusement park.
Do you think he got that tip from Tom Cruise? Or maybe he needs to pass it on to Anthony Kalia, then he could order a drink at a bar.
Hey, I know you're a follower of Khloe Kardashian on the Instagrams because she just uploaded a picture and she had about 14 fingers. She'd photoshopped it so awfully.
Well, I can tell you what, that's going to make her very popular with the boys. All the girls, won't it?
Hey, guys. Our Streets has hidden golden tickets inside the Golden Gay Times with the chance of winning either a lifetime supply of Golden Gay Times or 10K cash.
Ooh.
Oh, that's great. All I need is another excuse for a gay old time, isn't it? Yeah. We have had a big morning, but we're going to have a bigger day because tonight me and Wayne are going to be at Dolly Diamonds, Blankety Blanks, as part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
You almost put on Dolly's voice at Dolly Diamonds.
I got your Dolly Diamonds, yeah. So I'm going to be there with Tanya Plibersek, my favourite Fiona Patton. We've got a counsellor. We've got somebody else. So I'm thinking, my God, me and a few drinks and a bunch of politicians, I think that we're in for one hell of a night. Yeah.
I'll be in the audience too.
Yeah.
I'll be in the audience. I'm going to heckle you, Tom. I'm going to be there. Boo.
Oh, I love it. Heckle me all you like. I'll just show you my penis. Yeah. That shuts you up, won't it? That'll keep your mouth closed. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.